The deal to save the dairy aid program was reached in a Senate House conference committee as part of a large deficit reduction bill. Democrats opposed that bill because it included approval for oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. But Republican Mark Green of Green Bay says attaching the dairy program to the bill was the best way to fight efforts from large dairy interests in California that opposed it. Green says the program is an important safety net, but he hopes milk prices don't drop enough for farmers to have to use it.
But obviously there are no guarantees. And if in fact the price of milk plummets, then there's a modest income stream that will help Wisconsin dairy farmers survive and make some of the necessary investments. So it's a great bit of news.
The director of the Wisconsin Farmers Union is also cheering the news. Sue Beitlich says when farmers use the aid, it helps keep them in business and generates local income for their rural communities. But Beitlich says the program was saved at the cost of reduced payments for farmers and cuts in benefits for low-income families.
There is a 2.5% reduction in benefits in agriculture, which isn't just farm programs. That's conservation programs, it's nutrition programs, programs that benefit students and, you know, people that really do need help.
Beitlich says while farmers are grateful the milk income loss contract was saved, politicians could have saved it last year before it expired and avoided all the cuts needed to pay for it now. She's also not sure it's a done deal yet. The Senate must still pass the bill, and it could get slowed down there by debates over renewing the Patriot Act and approving oil drilling in Alaska. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.